T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7 and 9, Dave Lee here on the Morning News, and great to get a chance to catch up a little bit with the United States Senator Amy Klobuchar, of course, presidential candidate as well. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Dave. It's great to talk with you.
Well, always great to talk with you. By the way, nice job the other night. You were on with Trevor Noah, and he said to you that you won the last debate.
Well, there you go. See? I just keep going. So we're pretty excited, actually, since the debate. And it gave me, first of all, they called on me. That's always nice. And secondly, I really got to make clear that I was different than the other candidates on the stage. I'm one of only two from the Midwest. I don't think of the Midwest as flyover country. I live here. And also that I was someone that believes that you need to bring people together. And I don't want to be the president for half of America. I want to be the president for all of America. And believe it or not, because a lot of times people have done well in debates after certain attacks, and while I did define myself and had some disagreement with my colleagues, it was more about policy. And after that, we got $2.1 million in 6 days from regular people online, which was amazing. And so we're continuing to build support. And then I made the debate stage for, of course, November in Atlanta, but also December. And that's only 6 people that made the debate stage for December.
And that would be advantageous to you, don't you think, to have less candidates up there?
Well, yes. And also being, you know, not the celebrity of some of them, someone who has not run for president before, and someone like, I have a different message, and that is really to the fact that there's more that unites us than divides us, and that I think the results, when you look at what happened in Kentucky and in Virginia this week, it really supports what I've said, is that there's a whole bunch of people out there, a fired-up Democratic base, independents, moderate Republicans, that want to see change in the White House, and I want to bring them in, as I've said many times. If you're tired of the nonsense and the noise and the extremes, you've got a home with me.
The billionaire Michael Bloomberg today is making news.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dave, that's right.
Any reaction to him saying he might enter the Democratic side?
Okay, well, first, I don't have as much money as he does. Nor my husband, who grew up in a trailer home with triple bunk beds and 5 brothers. That's okay. America hasn't actually usually voted for the wealthiest person, especially running for president. And that's part of the reason we have these small states, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, with smaller populations, are first, so that candidates can go out there and really show who's strong and who could lead the ticket. And he's got a ton of money. I have a lot of respect for him. But I think I really don't like how he said, well, he has to get in there and basically save the day. I think we have a lot of good candidates running. Many of them have shown nationally that they can win. And I know I can win in the middle of the country, in those very states that we need to win in. And so I welcome him to the race if he decides to get in. He just filed papers in Alabama, which I also did yesterday. But it came out of nowhere, actually, because he had said he wasn't going to run before.
Do you know the format that you'll have in the November debate?
I think it's going to be very similar. I think there'll be about 10 people up there. And what we do is we just take questions. You hopefully give an opening. I don't know if we will have that or not. And then you take questions. And again, I'm going to be the person I was for the whole time I've been senator in Minnesota, but also since I've announced in the middle of that Mississippi River in the blizzard. Someone who truly believes we need to cross the river of our divides to a higher plane in our politics.
Any thoughts on where this latest impeachment effort stands?
Well, yes. It is a very somber proceeding, and it was precipitated not by the last election or relitigating that. It actually was about the president making calls to foreign leaders, one in particular where they have the transcript, where he basically tried to get dirt on a political opponent. And there's a law that says you can't get things of value from foreign countries. And he appeared to me to be putting his private interests and the interests, his political interests, in front of our country's interests. So what's happened now is there's been private testimony of people that have come forward, including diplomats, Republican appointees, and they've all basically, from reports, said the same thing. Now it's going to be public. The House is going to have hearings, so everyone in Minnesota can tune in and listen and see what they think. And then from there, the House will vote and bring it over to the Senate. The Senate acts as a jury. That's probably going to be in January, 100 jurors, and then Chief Justice Roberts presides over the trial.
Before you go, what's the schedule today?
Today, I'm going to be in Ankeny, Iowa, and then we're going to also be in Fort Dodge, and we're going to end up in Sioux City. We're going to go to a community college. I've really had a focus on 1 and 2 year degrees, which are the fastest growing jobs right now for those kind of degrees. So I'm going to visit one of those colleges as well.
Well, pace yourself, Senator.
I'm going to be back in Minnesota. That'll renew my spirit on Saturday, and then spend Veterans Day in Rochester. So for their ceremony, so that'll be great.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing you soon. But I appreciate you taking the call this morning. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.